Banner. Live. Uncensored. Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Well, well, good evening. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, I am on fire. I need some fire. I really do. It's freezing. I'm freezing. It's like 20 or 18 degrees above zero where I am. And this is another sample of global warming, of course, brought to you by the experts, naturally. Well, tonight we are here, and we are going to entertain the company of none other than Don. Yes, indeed, Mr. Don Nikoloff. Many of you know him as the Don of history and of research, and one of the columnists for the Idaho Observer. And, of course, his favorite topic is really the history of assassinations, among other topics. And tonight I thought we'd spend a little bit of time here, and we only have an hour right now, so we would spend time talking about the JFK, John Fitzgerald Kennedy assassination. And I think that's a subject that should be talked about, and I've been meaning to entertain the idea of a debate in the last couple of years or so and just never got around to it. But suffice it to say that, believe it or not, there is still a controversy over this theory that, of course, was advanced by the Warren Commission, the great, Warren Commission that told us the single bullet was responsible for the falling of the president and the lone gunman was responsible for it. And believe it or not, there have been some recent books issued on the subject by people who claim to be experts in the field of sorts and have researched the topic and came to the same conclusion, lo and behold, more or less, as the Warren Commission. How do you like that? And, of course, I think most of us here who are genuine skeptics and genuine students of history and of logic know that ain't so, just ain't so, can't be. Logic, science, and the history of the Kennedy administration simply does not allow for such things, I'm afraid, my friend. So let me see if we have him on the line right now. Do we have him? Don Nikoloff. Hello.
Yes.
Are you there,
Don? Hi, Rick. How are you this evening?
Is he there? I don't know.
I'm here.
There he is. Hey.
I'm
okay.
Here. How are you?
Hello there, Don. Welcome aboard.
Thank you for having me. Nice to be here.
Yeah. Well, this time you're not just a caller, you're a guest.
Yeah, that's a new experience.
Yes, and quite frankly, I'm very happy to have you. And before the break, I just introduced you, of course, as a researcher, historian, writer, and what else? Did I leave anything else out?
Well, I started out as a musician, believe it or not, and traveled around the world, and
wow,
it's through my worldly travels that I took an interest in what's going on in the world, if that makes any sense.
It does. It makes a lot of sense. You had an eye-opening experience, huh?
Oh, many.
Well, that's
many,
great, and
many.
It happened through the world of music.
It did, yeah. Music and traveling. You know, I was fortunate to work with a lot of very famous musicians throughout my career, and it took me to places like Germany, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to mention that I do have about an eighth of German blood in my veins.
Right.
So, you know, when I speak about the dark side of the German people, I'm not speaking about the Germans themselves, but I'm speaking more about those that control them,
mm-hmm,
the outsiders.
Yeah, the Kenites, as we know them.
Yes,
yes, indeed. Children of Cain are at it again, always, always. Well, anyway, here we are. The break is upon us. When we come back, I want to get right into the thick of it, talk about your research in the Kennedy assassination, and let's see if we can deal with his conspiracy theory and non-conspiracy theory, the accident theory of the assassination. We'll be right back with Don Nikoloff, and we'll take a call to I'm Rick Adams, Radio Event.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, round up the boys.
Now, Rick Adams, those of you calling the network wondering where I am, well, here I am. I'm in the second hour now, and 1 hour a night, just for the time being, we're told, because of some of the changes being made here at Republic, and we hope that you will help out in the sponsorship and patronizing the sponsors to try to bring in some variety of hosts here. And, of course, you can help do that by supporting republicbroadcasting.org. And particularly if you have any investment money and you'd like to protect yourself in any way you can with a purchase of silver or gold, by all means, go to Republic Trading, okay? And that's very important, ladies and gentlemen, because Republic Trading Company is what helps keep us going here. So the number there is 800-691-7898. All right. And let me once again, Don, first of all, because we don't have a lot of time and we already have a caller or two waiting to speak, the JFK assassination, was it a conspiracy based on the evidence you've amassed, or was it just this lone gunman, Lee Harvey Oswald?
To the contrary of what the media has promoted and those that have been running the government since that time, I am absolutely 1,000% convinced that it was a conspiracy. And I've written actually about an individual who has come forward in recent years, mm-hmm, describing who was involved. Plus, I've done a lot of other research, a lot of reading and a lot of digging.
Now, it's interesting that Mike Piper here on RBN has written quite a book, as you know, concerning the JFK conspiracy. I think you're familiar with some of his works, right?
Yes.
His latest book, of course, The Judas Goats, The High Priests of War, and the book on the Kennedy assassination. And in there, he mentions Mr. Angleton, and he mentions the high-level Mossad contacts in the CIA, who were, interestingly enough, about to wind up on the short end of things, from what I gather, in that John Kennedy was not very happy with the way things were going with the CIA, particularly with the Bay of Pigs fiasco, for one. And we know about the fact that he had to basically stop the Northwoods plans that were about to be implemented. Would you concur with that, Don?
Yes. Now, you mentioned Angleton. You know, there was a secret association also with the Vatican that Angleton had. And it's unclear if Kennedy was really familiar with that. I think maybe Bobby Kennedy had a hint that that was going on, but he didn't speak publicly so much about it. But what's interesting is when you start bringing all these characters into the picture, there are a few common themes. There's anti-Semitic statements being made by Joseph Kennedy, which angered certain people in the media. One in what comes to mind here, first of all, is we have to do some backtracking. There's a character by the name of George de Morenschild. His name is brought up very rarely, yet the research of Bruce Campbell Adamson, Bruce worked for the government, possibly the CIA. He never really disclosed what department he worked for. Obviously, he was under some oath not to divulge his work, but he did some genealogical research, and de Morenschild is the common thread that ties all these people together. He was a KGB agent who was worked into the CIA.
Yeah, yeah.
He knew Lee Harvey Oswald, and he made himself indisposed conveniently on the day of the assassination, and yet he returned shortly afterwards. Now, I remember where I was. It's going to sound like I'm jumping around, but quickly we're going to tie all these little pieces together in one knot. I remember where I was on the day of the assassination. I was in sixth grade French class, facing south, about 3 feet from the door of the classroom. And the teacher left the room and came back in the room crying, told everyone we had to go home, that President Kennedy had been assassinated. Now, George Bush has a big problem remembering where he was. And, of course, we all know that we remember where we were on that day. And how could a person who eventually became the head, was to become the head of the CIA, how could he not remember where he was on that day?
George Bush has trouble remembering where he was the day before today. But, well, you know, it's interesting. I don't mean to interrupt you, but the report that came out today, the reason why I brought up the CIA-Mossad connection is because, as you know, in the Italian press, now I'm sure you know, the former president of Italy, of the Italian government, Gladio Francesco Cossiga, has come public saying that he believes the Mossad was directly involved in 9/11, the 9/11 attacks with the CIA. And this, once again, ties in with the Kennedy assassination as far as I'm concerned. So we have another voice, a very respected voice in the government of Italy, who is known for his outspokenness, coming out and making this statement. He's a real whistleblower as far as I'm concerned, and he's spoken to the Italian press about it. Now, of course, nothing major reported at all about it in the so-called American press.
Well, we can, yes. And we can assume, you know, you've heard me say this as a caller on your show. If anyone were to doubt the designs of these people, the plans that they made, In the protocols of the Elders of Zion, mm-hmm. it is stated that they will control this government by controlling the banks and by bribing all of the officials in government, anyone they have to bribe. They will kill, they will murder anyone that they have to murder to get them out of the way to accomplish their, mm-hmm. their goals. So mm-hmm. we know that, that they are controlling the media. Now, in light of what I was talking about here, mm-hmm. Joseph Kennedy
yes.
had made a statement regarding a minister by the name of Reverend Malcolm Peabody. He had made this statement
mm-hmm.
telling him that I belong to a golf course that does not permit Jews. This was Kennedy's statement.
Yes.
This reached William Paley, who was the CBS. President of CBS.
Mm-hmm.
And Paley embarked upon a mission, you know, against the Kennedys at that point. The CIA had totally compromised CBS at that time. And they put together a group called the Community of New York. And they were representing the United Jewish Appeal. There were six individuals who were very crucial to this Committee of New York. And they were Nelson Rockefeller, Bill Donovan, who is credited with being one of the founders of the CIA
mm-hmm.
Through Operation Paperclip.
Mm-hmm.
John McCloy, William Paley, himself from CBS, A.A. Burrell Jr., and Alan Dulles, who is the other one credited. Now, what's interesting about that is every time they talk about who founded the CIA, they say Dulles and Donovan, Donovan being known as Wild Bill Donovan
mm-hmm, yes.
because of his military record.
Mm-hmm.
What is interesting about this is that Otto Skorzeny, who died in 1999 on December 31st in the Boynton Beach, Florida area, specifically told Eric O'Ryan, who wrote the book Bush Connection book, disclosing all the pictures, and I did research on that myself as well, and corroborated everything that Skorzeny said. I could not find him lying. Anything from murdering Tesla to his participation in the Kennedy assassination. He says that he and George H.W. Bush were the founders of the CIA.
Mm-hmm.
And the duplicitous Leninist strategy that they use in everything that they do to subvert our government shows that Skorzeny had to be telling the truth, that they would not put the actual founders of the CIA right up front for everyone to see. And it gave Bush plausible deniability
yeah.
To say, well, I didn't know where I was. Uh-huh. I don't remember where I was on that day. But they have this phony phone call to the FBI made where he implicates James Parrott, who is a college student on the Young Republicans Committee. And he spoke of wanting to assassinate the president. I mean, that's mm-hmm. pure poppycock.
It's funny how they just have memory losses, these people. George Marshall as Secretary of the Army during Pearl Harbor with a photographic memory, and Hillary Clinton and Bill. And they all of a sudden have memory losses just at the most convenient of times, huh?
Yes.
Isn't
yes.
that
and
amazing?
We fall for that hook, line, and sinker. And again, the compromised media is complicit in just repeating these things over and over and over. That's the brainwashing. That's mm-hmm. the propaganda.
Mm-hmm.
So if
and
if
as you
look,
point out, the media are complicit, and without them, of course, none of this deception and lie would be possible.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we can remember the somber face of Walter Cronkite. Coming on the air saying, you know, President Kennedy has been killed. And then you have Lee Harvey Oswald being shot,
mm-hmm.
At least in front of the cameras. I didn't see any blood.
Yeah,
I don't know if
yeah.
you did. But
no,
word is that they took him eventually and they killed him in an ambulance.
Mm-hmm.
The CIA just, you know, got rid of him there
mm-hmm.
to keep him quiet. And what's interesting now is these characters all have a penchant for homosexuality. DeMorin Schilt had all of these people's names and addresses and telephone numbers in a black book.
Uh-huh. The infamous black book, huh?
Oh, yeah.
All right, we'll talk about that when we come back. And We'll take calls a little bit later. Stay on the line, John and Mike and others. Rick Adams is, of course, his guest tonight is Don Nikoloff, and we are talking about the JFK assassination. Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Be right back with more.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Whatever needs to be done, we gotta do ourselves.
All righty. Hey, are you looking for answers to what's happening? Then call 888-211-1715 and request Packet F. This is a free packet to all RBN listeners. This packet contains many free DVDs and books like The National Sunday Law, The Great Controversy, The Secret Terrorists, and much more. The Bible Says. Call 888-211-1715. And we're back now with Don Nikoloff. And Don, you were talking about De Morin's Child and the homosexuality link you were talking about here to all of these people involved?
Yes. Clint Murchison, the oil magnate in Texas, had a hotel called the Del Charro Hotel.
Yeah.
And what was interesting is that was frequented by J. Edgar Hoover.
Mm-hmm.
And it was frequented very often by William Paley and also George de Morenschild. Now, Paley used to throw wild parties. In fact, he would invite Jackie Kennedy and her sister Lee Radziwill, amongst other people that would be at these parties. But there was this connection with the people who worked with LBJ, particularly Walter Jenkins, who was a longtime aide of LBJ, who also happened to have to resign getting caught with a 61-year-old U.S. Army veteran by the name of Andrew Csoka, who was originally from Hungary. I mean, it just, you know, it has an international
element.
Now, was
Henry Kissinger in some of this activity at the hotel?
Well, according to, you know, if you were to read up on any of the statements made by Arizona Wilder, Cisco Wheeler, mm-hmm. or Bryce Taylor, these same names keep coming up. Bush, Kissinger, Joseph Mengele, mm-hmm. For example, even Adolf Hitler was here in the United States. Now, what we were told in our history books was a total lie. They had to cover up what they were doing because the Nazis had planned to take over the United States. We're witnessing exactly what they had written in the Madrid Circular in the early 1950s, and this was found by troops in Spain. They found this statement, and then it was written about by T.H. Teetens in his book, Germany Plots with the Kremlin. And he warned not just our military, he warned our government and our people in this book about the German-Russian plot to overtake the United States.
Well, it was obvious that Russia won from within.
Yes, yeah. But you know, the Germans didn't all die at Nuremberg. You know, they many of them escaped to Argentina.
Well, you know, the whole thing of the myth of the Nazi, you know, conspiracy to take over the world really was started by the Illuminati, and the Illuminati financed the Nazi government and financed the communist government. So, you know, without getting off the beaten path here, really it's the same group of people from the early 1900s that financed the Bolshevik Revolution, that took down Warren Harding because his administration was starting to ferret out Bolsheviks, that brought us Roosevelt, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, and then extended diplomatic relations with Russia so we would save them from total collapse, and then, of course, gave them victory in World War II. And then the Kennedys were not too happy. Now, old man Kennedy, as you know, was not only very concerned about Jewish power in the United States, but also wanted to form his own network. I think you remember that, right? His own television network. And he made the remark that the powers that be are so powerful, he doubted really that it could ever come to fruition, and it never did. And then, of course, his son was assassinated, and that pretty much told him where he could go with regard to forming any alternative to the controlled media, I think, Don. You know, that's the way it seems to be. But Kennedy, as far as his assassination is concerned, there were a lot of people who wanted him dead, a lot of organizations. And, you know, I know Mike Piper talked specifically about the connection with the Middle East and the concern over nukes then that were being created there. And Ben-Gurion had that final conversation with him, the final judgment, so to speak. And, of course, as I said, 9/11 now comes to mind. And we have to wonder how all of this ties together today with regard to the assassination of John F. Kennedy, and what would have happened had he succeeded in carving up the CIA. Because, really, he really knew that the CIA was not to be trusted. But, unfortunately, he had loose lips, and that was a problem General Patton had as well, you know,
well,
telegraphing
yes,
his plans.
Yes,
and
that's
unfortunately
true.
What happened was his history now.
And he wanted to do away with the Federal Reserve as well, too, you know, and that was definitely not something that they were going to allow to happen. And of course, you have to, you know, you have to keep reminding yourself the mm-hmm. role the central banks played.
Yes.
And the Bushes again come in. You know,
yes.
Prescott Bush Jr. worked at CBS for some 20 years and was a major producer with the network there.
And Prescott was the father of George Herbert Walker Bush, was he, or the grandfather now?
Well, that's the story. But if you get into the genealogy research mm-hmm. I did, you know, it raises a lot of questions.
Very interesting. Oh. Well, we can go on for hours, but we don't have that much time. So we'll try to get to the quick when we come back and take some calls and see if they can have you answer some questions. How's that?
That's fine.
Hey, Don Nikoloff is my guest. We'll return in just 3 minutes. I'm Rick Adams.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
On the Republic Broadcasting Network.
We're back right now with our guest, Don Nikoloff, who, as you know, writes for the Idaho Observer, and he is an historian, a musician. He is a man who has investigated the JFK conspiracy because, Don, I'm sorry, we don't have a whole lot of time. Let me just cut to the quick here and ask you just a couple of key questions about Jack Rubenstein. And why do you feel that he was commissioned to shoot Mr. Oswald, if he did?
Well, yeah, my belief is they had to get Oswald out of the picture so that it wouldn't be disclosed that he was just a patsy. Mm-hmm. It was a conspiracy, mm-hmm. and De Morenschild made that clear to everyone he talked to.
In fact,
he was to go in front of Congress. Now, this is very interesting. He committed suicide the day before he was supposed to go before Congress.
Here we go again.
With a shotgun.
Mm-hmm.
He lived
now,
in
was
a
was it
three...
to the back of the head from 15 feet away that he killed himself?
No, it was just in the mouth. It was a rather gory situation. He killed himself on the second floor of a three-story mansion that he owned, which he bought, coincidentally, for $40,000. I mean,
that's
the way,
a story in itself. Mm-hmm.
That is. And he had connections with people like Oleg Cassini. I mentioned Clint Murchison. Mm-hmm. He knew LBJ. He knew J. Edgar Hoover. Mm-hmm. Hoover's personal phone number was in DeMorenschild's black book.
His private home number, huh?
Oh, yeah. He often stayed at the same hotel, as I mentioned, where they would have these homosexual trysts with each other over weekends or, you know.
That's fascinating. Thursday and Friday night we'll have on the former FBI man and eldest grandson of Admiral Kimmel at Pearl Harbor, Tom Kimmel. And he has some new information released concerning the role the FBI and Hoover played in the cover-up of Pearl Harbor. So that's going to be fascinating stuff as well. But in your opinion now, was it multiple shooters that were involved in the Kennedy assassination, or was it one or two?
No, there were multiple shooters. In fact, the bullet holes, you know, there was one bullet hole in the front windshield that had come from the front of the limousine. And that limousine was taken up to Dearborn, Michigan to be replaced. That is well known. Now, what's interesting, quickly, if I can mention to you, the Warren Commission,
right.
when they want to just wipe all of this out, they don't go into court like they do with every other major murder case. They form a commission so that they can control the information that goes in and more so what comes out.
Right.
They can suppress the information. They did this with 9/11. If you think 9/11 wasn't a conspiracy,
same pattern.
You know, it had a commission again. Mm-hmm. And if we had another such event, they would be calling for a commission, and they would choose who they want, to head this. Now, Arlen Specter is shown in a picture with an individual who has been identified by the daughter of this individual as Harry Earl Landsberg. This is a very interesting piece of information that I uncovered in the last few months, and I've been researching the roots of the family. Harry supposedly was born in Cleveland, Ohio, and they lived in Bay Village, not too far from Dr. Sam Shepard. The year Shepard's wife Marilyn was murdered is the same year that Landsberg's first son mysteriously died at about 2 years old. Mm-hmm. And my gut feeling tells me that these people were Satanists, that they were doing satanic ritual and satanic murder, and that the Shepard murder was a satanic event, and he sacrificed his child somehow to silence him and to sort of cement this in the dark rituals that they practice. Now, he was on the commission team that was doing the one-shot bullet theory investigation, and he's shown in two pictures with Arlen Specter. And it's amazing that I can't find any legitimate birth records. Now, they do have an Ohio birth certificate, but it's in four or five different handwritings, number one. And his name spelled on all of his official documents, driver's license, any club memberships, credit cards, everything leaves the E off of the middle name Earl. His wife, Donna Jean Volkmer, was born in a little town on the other side of where I live called Clyde. It's a little farming town. Most people don't leave Clyde their whole lives, okay? Mm-hmm. You kind of get the picture. You may have never even heard of the town. She ended up working for most likely Secretary of Defense James Forrestal, who was
suicided.
He jumped
out of a window, huh?
Yeah, he was suicided. So it's kind of interesting the connections these people had. And then they ended up in Miami. And when Laura the daughter, the youngest daughter, started putting the pieces together as to who her parents were. They tried to have her institutionalized. They tried to have her declared insane to move her out of the way, and she has been a fugitive since maybe the age 20. They even married her to a Marine who was a psyops type of guy, you know, that worked in mind control and all that, and he was her handler. Oh, it's incredible.
You know, I'm going to go to the phones in a minute and keep the calls very brief, but the thing that is so fascinating is that even people listening now who don't know anything at all about anything say, oh, here we go again. Here's somebody else. It's so juicy to talk about conspiracies, and everyone's ears get perked up when they hear the word conspiracy, and it is just so tantalizing, and it is just absolutely fantastic to believe that all of this could happen and no one could really speak out and blow the whistle. Well, in fact, the tragedy is that, as you know, literally countless people who were connected to Dallas on that day wound up dying within a short amount of time later. And that's the thing that clinches it for me.
Sure.
That's the thing that clinches it for me. When I see the list of names, it looks like MENA, Arkansas, and Bill and Hillary Clinton all over again. And then you see how this one died, that one died, this one was shot, that one died in an accident. And how is it possible for all of these people to meet with such a fate within such a very short period of time of the Kennedy assassination?
Well, they would have all had to have been smoking marijuana on the railroad tracks on the grassy knoll for that to happen.
I guess so. Let's take some calls, Doug, because we don't have a lot of time. But okay. I'm going to ask the callers to just ask one question or make one comment because we do have full lines. Okay, let's go to John in Texas first. Hello, John. You're on with Don.
Hello, Rick.
Yes, John.
Don.
Yes.
For a quick comment, you recall that Kennedy had produced an executive order 11110 to print debt-free money, and
yes.
Lyndon Johnson, on his within a couple of weeks, of course, of Kennedy's untimely death, rescinded the order on a flight to Washington.
Oh, yes. That whole flight was a pretty suspicious event.
But, I mean, you know, the difference between... The only difference between the Romanovs and Kennedy was that this was done in broad daylight by these lot. And, more than the music died that day. Interesting about Rubenstein as well.
Uh-huh.
Ruby is his death in the hospital was kind of speeded up.
Some people say he never died. He was ushered out of the country to Israel. What do you believe, Don?
That's I don't have proof of that, but the nature of how those events unfolded. You know, I had heard, as I mentioned before, that I don't recall seeing any blood. And to shoot someone point-blank range in front of all those police officers, you know, that he was able to worm his way through there, go up to him, shoot him in the abdomen, and there was no blood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was the I remember Oswald opening his mouth, and then they ushered him out of there.
Mm-hmm.
What I had heard is that they had taken him into an ambulance and he was shot in the head while he was in the ambulance. Now, I don't
But as
have...
far as Jack Ruby is concerned, that's something, too, that we have to speculate on. You know, exactly happened to him, whether he did die in a prison cell, or cancer or whatever, or whether he never did and was given a whole new identity in Israel. But, hey, John, it's good to hear your voice, but we don't have time to continue right now. So let's move along. Brother John, thank you for calling. Appreciate it. Mike in New York. Hello, Mike. You're on with Don. The Don. Hello. Mike, are you there? Don Nikoloff is our guest. Hello, Mike. Do we have Mike? Then let's go to another Mike. We have Mike number two. Hello. You're on the air.
Hello, Rick. Hi.
Another
sir.
Mike from New York. Fine. Hey, welcome aboard.
Thank you, sir. Hello, Don. Great show, guys. You know, I'd like to mention, as true as it is, Rick, when the media likes to cover everything up, occasionally as well, guys, they do slip up. Mm-hmm. And I caught that a while back when they ran an autobiography of the Bushes on the History Channel.
Yes.
Actually, an autobiography of George Bush Sr. And this big slip was during World War II, when supposedly they got shot down or whatever. There's actual live footage taken of him floating in the ocean in a little teeny raft,
mm-hmm.
and the submarine just happens to be in the area, spots him, and saves him.
This is George Sr. now, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And so, of course, a submarine just happened to coincidentally be floating around somewhere, I believe in the Pacific,
mm-hmm.
just happens to spot somebody floating around from their periscope. The chances of that alone, I think, would be one in trillions.
What a lucky guy. And then he happens to become president, huh?
That's right. And he's a hero now, too, mind you.
Oh, yes. He's rescuing children from starvation.
Yes, he's a hero.
His plane wasn't even hit. The gunman who was in the plane right in front of him, about 100 feet ahead of his plane, saw a puff of smoke come from the cockpit, and Bush ejected. And he was concerned about this because the other two airmen in the plane were his friends. And he saw a perfectly capable plane, undamaged from any gunfire, just go down and crash into the sea. Now, what's mm-hmm. interesting about those Avengers is they were designed to do crash landings in the sea and survive.
Wow.
So
that's very interesting now.
It is.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, hey, if you don't have anything else, we'll move along to another
caller. Thank you, guys. Have a good night, Mike.
Bye-bye now. All right, do we have the other Mike? Mike? My producer's Mike, too. We got three Mikes here. Did he come back, the other Mike?
No, I'm here.
Okay, all right. How are you, Mike?
Good evening.
Very good. Nice to have you on with Don.
I want to ask Don, did he mention a name, Otto Skorzeny?
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm.
When he died, Otto Skorzeny?
Otto Skorzeny died on December 31st, 1999, in the United States.
Yeah. Otto Skorzeny died. I have a DVD movie from BBC from England.
Uh-huh.
He died in 1972
uh-huh.
in Spain. I have a DVD.
Well,
listen, I called you once before. You called me some government agent or something. I know you.
No. I
know you. I
asked if you were.
You made up stories like Leo Wanta, all the garbage. I just want to work Rick Adams. You see, I know the man because I did a lot of studies on
uh-huh.
guys like him. So I warn you, Rick Adams, take a distance from Don Nichols.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I'm only having him on as a guest. I'm not married to him.
Can I respond?
Yes.
I will say he's a thief. He's a liar and thief.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, Mike.
Okay.
All right.
Can I respond to what you said?
Yes, of course.
Check your history books. Check your facts, because the history books say that Skorzeny died in 1975. You're off by 3 years.
People like you. Go back to Israel.
Go back to Israel? Where are you from, my friend?
I'm half German, half Czech. Who are you?
Okay, you know what? I have one quarter Czech and one-eighth German.
You have nothing Czech because you are a Jew. Lying BS. I heard you before many times. Many times.
Are you a Russian
you've
Jew?
You've done
Nick?
The research.
Are you? All right. All right, Mike. I appreciate it. I understand. Now, Don, are you a Russian Jew or a white Russian?
No, I have no Russian blood in me whatsoever.
Okay. All right, well, see, he's going
by... The name
by...
Nikolov is Macedonian.
Macedonian, there you are. All right, well, I'm just doing this for purposes of clarification. All right, okay. All right, let's take Roy in Texas next. Hello, Roy, you're on the air.
Yeah, thanks, Don. I had a question regarding the rifle that was recovered from the book depository building.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
The officer, Roger Craig, Deputy Roger Craig, who found that rifle, said that when they found the rifle, it said 7.5 millimeter Mauser stamped on the barrel, And the rifle that was actually, or the bullets, the shell casings that were found in that book depository building were 6.5 millimeter shell casings. And I was wondering if you could comment as to why there was some sort of discrepancy.
Well, I don't even feel that Oswald fired the rifle whatsoever. In fact, when he was captured, he had no trace of gunpowder on his face or his hands or anywhere, you know, on his body.
What about the charge that for the murder of Officer Tippett?
Well, you know, if Officer Tippett was about to encounter Oswald, mm-hmm. it's quite possible that Oswald, who was working for the CIA, was instructed to go into that theater, and they easily could have had someone there waiting to shoot him.
Because he was charged with the murder of him, wasn't he?
Well, he was charged with the murder of President Kennedy, too.
That was little bit later, though. Wasn't right up front, was it, Don?
Well, they went after him as the so-called murderer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
but
the assassin.
The whole idea was that we had to find somebody who we could say was a lone gunman. But initially,
yes.
The first charge was against him for the murder of the Dallas police officer, wasn't it?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for your call, Roy. We'll come back with Mary Ann next, and we'll take his call, her call, your call, if we can squeeze him in. Don't have much time tonight. Our guest is Don Nikoloff. I'm Rick Adams. We shall return with more on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
See, the vigilantes are a mob. These badges make us legal.
We're the law. And the law has the right to shoot up a mob.
And we're back in the final 5 minutes of tonight's program, and let's take another quick call, all right, Don?
Absolutely.
Mary Ann in Arkansas, I believe. Hello, Mary Ann.
Yes, good evening, Rick. Thank you very much. I always appreciate you. And Don, good evening.
Good evening.
This is a fascinating subject. I really don't have any questions about that particularly, but... I am glad I called in view of the second caller you had prior to me. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to say thank you, Don, for your diligence and your investigative work. I know of you, and I know of some of your other just your gifts. You are, in my mind, a very unique individual, and I really consider you to be a treasure to all of us. And I just want to show my appreciation, that's all.
Well, thank you, Mary Ann, and I'm sure that you can sign the check and make it out to Don. No, I'm only teasing. I appreciate the call.
Well,
support.
Anyway, that is the purpose of my call. And,
sure.
And, Rick, thank you for what you do. God bless you. God bless you, Don.
Thank you.
Amen.
Bye.
Thank you very much, and may you have the same blessing. Well, you know, we have about 2 or 3 minutes left, and I know we haven't even scratched the surface, Don, as you know. And all I can do at this point is recommend that people can follow the lead, follow the trail, as they say, the paper trail, do some research of their own, and they can go to your own website, I presume, right? And follow
yes.
your writings and your columns, the Idaho
yes.
Statesman.
You can go to Direct Light Productions.
The Idaho Observer, I meant to say. I'm sorry.
You can go to directlightproductions.com. That is my website.
Directlightproductions.com.
Yes, or to Idaho-Observer.com.
Mm-hmm.
And the articles are posted. There's a WANTA article that the gentleman kindly referred to. I don't know how much research he's done on that, but I've read well over 2,500 pages on of documents on that. Yeah. And there is a case filed in federal court in Richmond, Virginia. If the gentleman would like to do the research on that himself, he will find out that it really is true. And I'm not from Israel. In fact, I've never been to Israel.
You're not a Khazar, huh?
No, I hear it's a beautiful country, not in times of war, of course.
Well, the land certainly is, though it's stained with blood, is certainly a beautiful area. And, of course, the United States is a beautiful land as well. But it, too, has been stained with the blood of the president, John F. Kennedy. And I remember where I was. I was in school, too, on that day. And ever since then, as you know, the polls show the American public does not buy the theories that were advanced by the Warren Commission or any of the other recent books that have come out in the last 5 years on the assassination, books that were aimed at trying to whitewash the commission, in my view, Don.
Yes. Well, if you look at the one anomaly and the story that they concocted, that there was another George Bush working there at the CIA, and it couldn't have been this George Bush, isn't it ironic that the George Bush, who was not working for the CIA, eventually came to head the CIA?
That is strange. I guess the
odds
are in his favor, huh? Again.
Yes.
Again. Well, we're
yes.
out of time, and I just want to thank you for taking the time to be with me tonight, Don. And we'll have you back, I'm sure. All righty?
Yeah, all right. It was my
it's
pleasure.
It's been my
thank
pleasure,
you
too,
much.
And we'll do it again. Thank you, Don. Don Nikoloff,
right.
My guest, the Idaho Observer. And I appreciate you, ladies and gentlemen, supporting us at the Republic Broadcasting Network. RepublicBroadcasting.org. And Republic Trading. Don't forget to support Republic Trading as well at 800-691-7898. Tomorrow night, we'll be back again with an open forum and much to catch up on. Thank you all. Rick Adams, good evening. With